There will be no, well, not many tears today. I've got Andrea Kuharian. Did I say?
Kuharian Simpson.
Yay.
Yes, you said it right. Yay.
I'm so excited to finally get you here. I know we've been talking about it for months. I love having conversations with like strong, very busy women with all the things in their life. I'm not allowed to say a certain someone, a VIP, that she's on the way of doing hair and makeup for. You are incredibly, insanely busy in your own life, in your own endeavors.
Yep, a lot of weddings.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Well, it's June season, and it's like they saved them all up from last year.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting so, I mean, I'm already busy, already booked, but I keep getting calls, you know. But it's great. Hey, listen, I love doing it.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. It's a happy day. I actually meet people go, have you met any bridezillas and all that stuff? And I'm like, you know what?
How much time do you have?
No, you know what? I have to say, and I'm honestly from the heart, I meet the nicest people.
Good.
I meet the nicest people. So I'm so happy. I love what I do.
I'm just in awe of you all the time, and especially for picking up where Flapjack was left off. Maybe you don't know, or maybe you do. Preston Simpson, Andrea's husband, passed, and he was like a you walk in a room and like, you know, Preston is in there.
The spotlight followed him.
Not only that, but he was probably one of the kindest people I know when I was, what was the word that they used when they fired me? dislocated from my job is the words that they like to use.
Yeah. Oh, great. Aren't they so kind?
Preston's the first one to call me up. Hey, do you want to hang flyers? Hey, I'll show you my route. You can help me out. Here's a couple of bucks, kiddo.
Yeah.
Get out there. Like, he was always looking for ways to help people.
He was a cheerleader for everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. Even if you met him once and he found out what you did, he'd say, hey, go try this. Da da da. And he was always thinking.
Yeah.
Always trying to help people. So generous with his spirit and so kind. And most of all, so funny.
So funny.
So if you never saw him, originally Flapjack started about 6 years ago and he was bartending at the Quarterdeck.
Yep.
And he was entertaining people behind the bar.
Yep.
So, you know, he gathered people and he said, you know, there wasn't a presence in Falmouth of year-round comedy. He said, and he did comedy when we were in New York and he was all over the country and stuff. But he decided, he said, there needs to be a presence here. And he started it and people came to see him. And then he got to know the local Boston scene and he started bringing people down and eventually he had to kind of phase himself out because you can't be the comic every time on the show.
Right.
It's not good for the business. So, and Flapjack is named after our cat, if you didn't know.
Love it. It's my favorite photo of him holding up the cat.
Like, oh my God. Well, I have the t-shirts and you have to,
yes!
I have to get you a t-shirt,
yes,
because
please.
And it has the cat on the back.
I'm such a big fan.
Hilarious. So, and it grew and grew and grew. And now here we are 6 years later and Preston passed in February and of
and
cancer
amidst and COVID, like that's so
everything.
Hard.
It's just what a nightmare. But he worked so hard, and I had to make a decision. I said, "Summer's coming."
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't just let it go.
Yeah,
I had to say yes to the universe,
mm-hmm.
and just to Preston, knowing that I just had to keep this going.
And him legacy and everything that it involved.
There was no hesitation. Scary.
Yeah,
definitely scary. But we're doing it. We have we've already had two shows. We had 300 people almost at the Seacrest.
So
Saturday.
Exciting.
Yeah, with Steve Sweeney.
To be out in public and
around
people and have in-person events
where
it's almost like you feel like you're doing something naughty.
It's like, wait, am I supposed to?
Oh, wait, I'm allowed to do that?
Right. Are we supposed to be hugging? Oh, my God. Yeah, no, it's fabulous. And so our next show is June 24th. We have Joe Yannetti headlining that one. We have, who else do we have? Kelly McFarlane coming.
Yay.
We have Jim Colleton, Tony V, Corey Rodriguez, and Christine Hurley is rounding out the summer session.
She is fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen Christine Hurley, she will entertain in a paper bag and be happy with it. It might have vodka in that paper bag, but she's ready to go.
She's hilarious. All of them each are just so, and everyone that I called, all of the comics have been so kind and so generous with, you know, they loved working with Preston for Preston because he was a comic. So he understood what they were doing and he was kind and he, you know, so I'm just trying to continue on exactly what he was doing.
And I love it. And that's what makes me happy is all the comics themselves know how important this legacy is.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, they're out there to entertain as well. And they come together for you. It's nice to have that little support system to know it's there.
Yeah.
And your brother has stepped up in a major way to assist you, which is awesome.
100%. 100%.
I mean, you need your family behind you.
Yeah,
with all
family, friends, everybody. I couldn't do it by myself. The brand is out there.
Yep.
We are, you know, bringing just top-notch people and just a quality production.
Yeah,
so,
we love
you know,
it.
Not that there aren't other quality productions out there.
For
there
sure.
are a lot.
And you've got some smaller shows too, right? Over the Kunamesset, or you're
we
mainly
have,
focusing.
Yeah, we have Kunamesset, which is dinner and a show, which yep. is lovely. It's limited to 200 people. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have the dinner. You can do, you know, you can do both. But it's a different dynamic and brings out kind of a different crowd.
Yep.
And then we have the Seacrest, which the way that the tables are set up, it really feels more like a comedy club.
Yeah, that's
and
exciting.
Where we can have up to 300
Fun
over there.
Stuff.
So it's
where
fabulous.
Where do people get tickets? Where do people see the schedule?
You can go to www.flapjackcomedy.com and all of our events are listed there. I'm going to be starting to book for the fall and winter as well.
Yeah.
But right now, all of the summer shows are up and you can get tickets on Eventbrite right there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Also follow Flapjack on Facebook and all the other socials
yeah.
so you can stay
Instagram
involved.
Is flapjackcomedy underscore P.
I know. It's always like, what handle is that? What one? Find them on social media. They will pop up. You will see the Flapjack logo. You'll know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fabulous. So please, I can't wait to see you all at the shows and come out and have some laughs. We need it so badly.
Yes, yes, and yes. Lots
and
of laughs.
Keep Preston in your heart. He's out there watching, laughing.
We love it. And,
and dancing.
I know he is. Dancing, laughing at you, too.
It's like, now you know what it feels like to be
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. I'll never be you, honey, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Andrea Koharian Simpson, thank you so much for joining us. Get to a Flapjack comedy show. I have to say it nice and slow. It's a tongue twister.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You got it.
Okay.